Design is key to increasing the use of bicycles in lower-income neighborhoods. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Lusk, research scientist at Harvard University, delves into why.
Fewer safe bicycle facilities exist in lower-income ethnic minority neighborhoods, and bicyclists in these neighborhoods are more vulnerable to crime and have higher incidence of crashing. Even if bicycle facilities exist, the engineers have followed design guidelines that do not offer designs to lessen exposure to crime or for teaching where to bike to lessen risk of crashing. Volunteers in 13 groups who live in or know of lower-income ethnic minority neighborhoods offered to rank and discuss 32 pictures of bicycle environments shown on a large screen. The groups included community sense individuals, such as church or YMCA members, and street sense individuals, or individuals who live in halfway houses or homeless shelters, or who are gang members. The latter group was important because they offer unique insights. They perceive the lowest risk for crime was on a two-way cycle track, and the lowest risk for crash was on a shared use path followed by a two-way cycle track. For the service in reducing crime and crash risk, the best bicycle facility was a wide two-way cycle track, so the bicyclist knew how to get back home. Their preferred cycle track had a smooth red surface with newly painted white lines, bike signals, and arrows to tell the bicyclist the correct direction to travel. For the context, they preferred to have clean signs, sight lines, bike signals, no dark alleys, residences with businesses, flowers, limbed-up trees, good day and nighttime lighting, and cafes. Biking on Main Street would be safer than biking on less frequented roads because Main Streets have people. While these elements suggest gentrification, the local residents could own the stores and prosper. The best first step for turning around a community would be installation of handsome and well-lit cycle tracks.
That was Anne Lusk of Harvard University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.